Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
People in Lake County, Illinois, watching water levels, and people in Gurnee standing by with sandbags. They tell CBS2.
We get additional rain, another inch or two, like the potential projection is, then we need to be concerned about additional roadway closures.
One more rain and it's just going to be chaos like last time.
Well, I mean, you can see the current.
If water is crossing the road, you don't want to go into it.
Abel. Get out of the water, bud.
You want to make sure that you do not go into waters that you don't know how deep they are.
Floodwaters have closed some intersections, and emergency management officials say you should not drive through flooded intersections, even if it looks like you can get through. Joliet police are looking for the suspect who shot and wounded a teenage boy near the route for the city's annual Mexican Independence Day parade.
Joliet police say a 16-year-old boy was shot in the calf at about 2 Saturday afternoon near the intersection of Collins Street and Elwood Avenue, about an hour after the city's 57th annual Mexican Independence Day parade stepped off. The parade's path runs south on Collins towards Cass Street, passing near the shooting site. Surveillance video showed a thin-white or Hispanic male wearing a black T-shirt with white lettering and blue jeans firing a handgun at the teen before running east through an alley. Jackie Swike, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
35-year-old man's in critical condition after he was shot in Lincoln Park overnight. It happened around 2 o'clock this morning on Fullerton at Lakeview, just west of the Lincoln Park Zoo. Police say the victim was standing on a sidewalk when someone in a red SUV opened fire. The man was hit multiple times. He was driven to the Fullerton CTA station. That's where emergency crews were called. He's now at the Illinois Masonic Medical Center. A 65-year-old motorcycle rider is dead after a crash on the west side. It happened around 4 o'clock in the afternoon at 16th and Kedvale. Police say the motorcycle hit a Nissan. The driver of the motorcycle was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. This portion sponsored by Lindemann Chimney. On Lakeshore Drive last night, 5 people were hurt in a late-night crash. It happened just after 11 o'clock. Police say 2 cars crashed in the drive at Monroe. 1 person was taken to the hospital in serious to critical condition. 4 others were taken to hospitals in fair to serious condition. One-time Republican candidate for Governor Jeannie Ives says she doesn't believe President Trump will be much of a factor in the congressional race that she's now involved in.
Former State Representative Jeannie Ives is running for the 6th District congressional seat now held by Democrat Sean Casten, but there will likely be a GOP primary that includes former Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti. Ives doesn't think President Donald Trump will be an issue in the primary, but admits he'll be an issue in a contest against a Democrat. But the conservative says the president is in great shape.
You have seen increase in support for Donald Trump's policies. Maybe not his persona, but certainly his policies. And when you've got the lowest black unemployment, when you've got a soaring economy, and you do have a soaring economy despite this all dire straits, you've got mixed signals.
Jeannie Ives supports the president's appointments of conservative judges, too. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man from Chicago, now being held without bond for allegedly assaulting an employee of a hotel in Oak Brook at gunpoint. 37-year-old Julius Ramsey of the West Garfield Park neighborhood, now charged with 3 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault. Police say it happened Monday morning at the Hyatt House Hotel on 22nd Street. Investigators found Ramsey's DNA at the scene of the assault, and they found a gun in one of the rooms that he was renting. African Americans are slowly trickling out of Evanston, and one Evanston alderman says she knows why.
Evanston's 5th Ward alderman, Robin Rue Simmons, tells the Pioneer Press black residents are leaving because of the lack of affordability in the northern suburb and limited access to living wage jobs. She's asking for a reparations program to offer economic benefits for black residents in order to stabilize the African American population. The Evanston City Council's taking a first step. Members created a subcommittee to study the feasibility of a reparations program. Though the city has not officially budgeted any money, Rue Simmons said her goal would be $10 million over 10 years. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.